hanging out tonight. Speaking of Geek Bar, we have the head of sponsorships for Geek Bar. So if you guys want to get sponsored, maybe talk to this fantastic speaker, Brittany Yantos. And if I get your titles wrong, I apologize. This was copied from an email from Ryan Bond.
I hope that's your own title.
Yeah, hopefully.
All right, well, hi, everyone.
Hi.
Hey, I'm Brittany. I'm the trader of the Nerd Sea. That's my official job title, which is pretty sweet. And I look like shit, and I feel pretty shitty right now because I'm hungover. I'm going to admit that right now. I'm just going to throw that out there, that I am really hungover. And the reason why that is because last night was my 10-year high school reunion. So I'm going to tell you the story of what happened less than 24 hours ago to prepare for the magic and surrealism and insanity and nostalgia that is your 10-year high school reunion if you've never gone. So I was hesitant about whether or not to go to my 10-year high school reunion because I was not like a cool kid in school. I know. I know. You'd be like, what? But I wasn't. I was pretty normal. I was like a theater kid, but not like a theater kid. There's a difference. Like, there's a theater kid who shows up to like practice and like hangs out with people, but then when they get in their car, they don't listen to like show tunes. You know what I'm talking about? I'm not like one. I wasn't like one of those theater kids. The jazz hand theater kids.
Just one jazz.
Just, I would say no jazz hands whatsoever were involved. And no, not even pinky. So, getting ready to go to my 10-year high school reunion, there was an important part of making this decision. Well, two. One was that it was an open bar, which I took advantage of, obviously. I want to remind you that I feel like shit right now. And the other was in the hopes that the high school love of my life would be at my 10-year high school reunion. Carl, you are probably going to hear this, and I don't know if I ever told you this story, and I hope it's not weird for you. Carl's this guy I'm dating. It might be weird for him listening to this. It's not going to be that weird. It's going to be moderately weird, Carl. Anyway, I was madly in love in high school. Many of you might have been, but I was like Gwen Stefani, like obsessively in love with someone. Like if I would have had the talent of Gwen Stefani, I would have made a Tragic Kingdom album based around this person. Although the difference is, A, I used to wear bindis like Gwen Stefani and I look like a friggin' idiot. B, I'm a really horrible, really, really horrible singer. So anyway, point is that I was in love with this guy. He is stunningly beautiful. Like he's so beautiful that after this show, you may Google him to see how beautiful he is. I'm not joking you. I will give you his name and you will Google him. And you will say, dear God, Brittany, your taste in men is impeccable. And I will agree with you.
Carl.
Anyway, so I was madly in love with him in a very, like, Molly Ringwald, like, Jake Ryan, like, he's so beautiful. He never talks to me. I wish that he thought that I was cool. But I wasn't cool, like I said. Point is that he was a theater kid, not a theater kid. He was, like, a theater kid, like I was. And I got the chance of a lifetime in high school, which was to kiss my high school, the high school love of my life. And most people are very excited about this prospect. But actually my kiss with the high school love of my life was probably the most horrendous thing that's ever happened to me. So most people imagine this like amazing, like passionate kiss. And they're like, oh, it's so romantic and it's super hot. And this person's super hot because he is really hot. I'm going to tell you his name so you can Google him. Super hot, you guys. Like, so freaking hot. Anyway, so we were cast in A Midsummer Night's Dream together because we were theater kids. not theater kids, but we were theater kids. Anyway, I got to be Titania, the Queen of the Fairies, which means that I had an amazing costume and I had a bomb ass perm. And if you want, you can Google that too. It probably won't show up, but you know what a perm looks like, so you don't need to do that. Anyway, and he was Oberon, the King of the Fairies. And you don't need to know the show. Many of you may have seen it. It was written by William Shakespeare. That was a stupid joke. That was dumb. Anyway, so at the end of the show, we get to have this, like, magical, like, romantic kiss. And he's like, and he, like, you know, wakes me up from my spell or whatever. I was, like, fucking a donkey or something. And in the show, I don't really fuck donkeys. I know you're wondering if I do. I don't. Carl, I don't.
Don't Google that. It was Photoshop.
Anyway, so in rehearsal, I was super excited to, like, because I didn't want to be, like, too, like, oh, are we going to kiss now? Because I had to be, like, oh, you know, let's wait till the last minute until we have to kiss because I don't want to be, you know, too into it. Although, really, I was like, we're going to kiss. Oh, my God, we're going to kiss. Oh, my God, we're going to kiss. And then it was kind of like in South Park where Wendy shows up and then he barfs everywhere. It was kind of like that. I did not barf. There's no barf involved in this story. This is supposed to be my high school reunion. This has changed drastically from what I originally intended to talk about. Anyway, so I'm ready. I'm, like, ready for this kiss. I got my face glitter on, my lip gloss, my bomb-ass perm. I'm looking fresh, and I'm like, okay, we're going to do the rehearsal. We're going to do this kiss. So this part, he's like, oh, wakes me up. And I'm like, oh, Oberon, okay, time to kiss now. So I, like, lean in, you know, kind of, like, sexy, like. I was 16, so I don't really know what that is. So I just, like, lean in all sexy, like. And he, so what I expected was, again, like, the romantic, sexy lean in, which didn't happen. Because what he did was he took his hands and he put them around the side of my head. Like this, like he was gonna, I don't know what the fuck he was gonna do. So I'm staring and my romantic kind of like look all of a sudden turns to terror because he grabs my face and like pulls my head and then he just, you know, was the face huggers, or the, was it
death
Predator?
Death Eaters.
Yeah. The Death Eaters, where they just like eat your face, where they like just consume, where they just like, his, like, if these were my lips, okay, I know you can't see this, but what I'm doing right now, podcast, is that I'm making with my fist, it looks like a sock puppet, almost like a person. I'm trying. So then what he does, this is going way longer than I intended it to. I hope you're wondering what happens. Okay, so anyway, so this is my lips, and of course, you know, glitter, lip gloss, bomb ass perm. And he is grabbing my head and then he just consumes. Like eats, like his teeth go over my lips. And I don't know what to do. Because again, I'm 16 and I'm like, this should be my dream. But instead it's a nightmare. So all I do, and my eyes are open and I'm like, oh, my character is really enjoying this, so I'm just kind of like, I make a noise. I'm like, Anyway, and then for what seems like an eternity, he unlocks his face from my face, and then he pulls his head away from my head, and he gives me this look, and I can't do the look. I wish that I could, but it's kind of like a, like an, I'm going to murder you, or I'm going to fuck your brains out. And both were terrifying. And I was like, this is not at all what I thought it was going to be, but I still love you. I still loved him. So years went by. We graduated, all that good shit. I went to college. That was cool. I moved here. That was really cool. I got this job, which is fucking tight. Anyway, so what happened? Dear God, this is just getting worse and worse. Okay, I'm just going to finish this up. We're going to finish this up because you need to know what happens because you're going to be like, what? Okay. So anyway, so I'm like at my shitty job, which was so shitty. It's not at all like this job, which is bomb ass, by the way. It was like my shitty, like, job. And all of a sudden my phone starts like blowing up because I, when I am emotional, I tend to tell everyone how I'm feeling. And so everybody knew that I was fucking in love with this guy. He probably knew, I mean, he had to have known because I did the like moan thing when he kissed me. So he must have been like, rrr. Anyway, so he went to college in Chicago, went to LA. He was like, I'm gonna be an actor. Good for you. Great. So all of a sudden my phone starts blowing up. And it's all my friends from high school. And they call me and they're like, did you hear about Brandt? And I'm like, no. What happened? And they said, he's on Dancing with the Stars this year. And he was on Dancing with the Motherfucking Stars. He's on a show. It's on the ABC Family. I don't know if you have that channel. It's called Pretty Little Liars. It's about girls who lie, I guess. I've seen like an episode. It's a horrible show. Anyways, he's on that show. Get out your phones. His name is Brandt. B-R-A-N-T. Daugherty. That's Daugherty, like the normal way you spell it. Anyway, I love him, and I was getting ready last night, putting on my dress didn't fit last night. My mom was like soaping the zipper, and she was like, "It's not gonna fit," and I was like, "Make it fit." That was sad. Anyway, so I put on a different dress, and I was like, I really hope he's going to be there. So I go, and I'm like getting shit faced because I'm like nervous, and I'm like, what if he's going to be here? Because then you know what everyone's going to do when he walks in the door. Everyone's going to turn around and look at me, and then you'll be like, what is this reaction going to be? So I went to the party. I had a great time. He did not show up. He wasn't there. I think he was like filming a fucking movie or something. I don't know. Anyway, it was fun. I don't really remember a whole lot, to be honest with you. I'm hungover. I feel like shit. But high school love. It was real love. And it was terrifying. And I felt a little physically violated. But he's beautiful. Thanks, Carl.
Thank you so much, Brittany.
Yeah, no problem.
Carl, if you ever want to come share your own story about how this makes you feel, you are always welcome with open arms, sir.